From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Millions of New Yorkers and tourists are lining the streets of Manhattan for the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which gets underway at this hour. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, city officials are urging the public not to stay home despite fears of terrorism.
After the attacks in Paris, a propaganda video released by ISIS appeared to make threats against New York City and showed images of several Manhattan landmarks. But New York Mayor Bill de Blasio dismissed that video as old material. De Blasio says there is no credible and specific threat against New York City or this Thanksgiving tradition. As he told NPR,
"We are not going to let terrorists change who we are. We've had this parade for years. It's always been very well protected, and we'll continue to do so."
The NYPD says thousands of officers will protect this year's parade from Central Park to Herald Square, including 1,300 officers from counterterrorism units who will be assigned to the parade route for the first time. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
French President François Hollande is taking his diplomatic offensive against ISIS to Moscow today. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports he's asking Russian President Vladimir Putin to focus airstrikes solely on that organization and not other Syrian opposition groups.
After this month's terrorist attacks in Paris, Hollande is trying to enlarge and strengthen the coalition against ISIS. He has commitments of more help from Britain, the U.S., and Germany. But the situation is more complicated with Russia, where Putin supports the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Hollande will stress to Putin that ISIS is everyone's main enemy. The French president will push for tighter coordination with Russia against ISIS, as it is not realistic to imagine a coalition, given the differences between Russia and the West regarding a political solution in Syria. France and Russia are both reeling from attacks by ISIS in recent weeks that have killed hundreds of their citizens. The group claimed responsibility for downing a Russian airliner carrying vacationers home from Egypt on October 31st. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Meanwhile, Putin had more angry words for Turkey today, seeking ways to retaliate for Turkey's downing of the Russian fighter jet. NPR's Corey Flintoff tells us what Russia wants from Turkey.
President Putin said today that Russia's waiting for an apology from Turkey for shooting down that Russian bomber or an offer of compensation for the plane and the pilot who was killed. Turkey says the shootdown was justified because Russia was violating Turkish airspace.
NPR's Corey Flintoff reporting. In Australia, a fast-moving large wildfire has been contained. Two people died, 13 others, including at least two firefighters, were injured, and at least 16 homes near the southern city of Adelaide were destroyed. Some 210,000 acres of farm and woodland was scorched. Wall Street is closed today for the Thanksgiving holiday. European markets are open and trading in positive territory. This is NPR News. In Chicago, demonstrators protesting the death of a black teenager shot 16 times by a white police officer a year ago are planning more protests today. Activists are calling on people to shut down the Magnificent Mall shopping area on Black Friday tomorrow and also say they plan to target the Board of Trade and other landmarks. Meanwhile, demonstrations also continue to Minneapolis protesting the shooting death of a black man by city police. Police say Jamar Clark died in a scuffle with police. It's Thanksgiving not just here on Earth, but also in orbit. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports that two NASA astronauts have special holiday plans on the International Space Station.
Every year, NASA astronauts beam down a Thanksgiving video greeting. Commander Scott Kelly said that he and flight engineer Chell Lindgren were getting the day off.
Which is great. We're going to watch some football.
Then it was time for the obligatory demo of unappetizing holiday space food. Kelly showed off plastic packages of smoked turkey, rehydratable corn.
But I'm going to have the candy yams.
Kelly grabbed a pouch that was Velcroed onto a panel and squeezed out an orange floating glob.
Ma'am, they are delicious.
Good stuff.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Federal wildlife officials say the world's oldest known seabird has returned to Hawaii. The bird is thought to be 64 years old, and officials have named him Wisdom. He was first banned by an ornithologist in 1956. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.